COVID-19 has left the global fashion industry in tatters, and it's having a serious flow-on effect in Australia. Online sales have dropped significantly, and thousands of stores around the world have been forced to close their doors to the public. It's led to a big fall in the price of Australian wool as buyers cancel orders or stop purchasing altogether. While it's hurting now, wool growers are also expected to reap the rewards of a post-pandemic focus on quality and sustainability. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
After years of drought, there's finally a bit of green on Robert McBride's three properties that span about 200,000 hectares in western New South Wales.
Things are improving. We've had some pretty good rains. Lambs are lambing down at the moment. So we probably had the best season in, 10 years.
But while the season's been kind, the price hasn't.
It's all about cycles, and the wool industry at the moment is getting crushed because exports to Italy have basically ceased, and so therefore we've only got one player in the market, which is China.
Wool broker Eamon Tim says uncertain trade conditions have caused the wool price to drop.
The change in the market is in the last 12 months has been fairly significant. It's moved down in Australian dollar terms about 36%.
Australia is a major player in the global wool market, making up about 90% of fine wool exports. The drop in fashion sales during the pandemic has hit Australian growers hard. But conversely, the wool industry is poised to benefit from decisions being made within fashion houses to survive. Last month, hundreds of industry leaders, retailers and designers around the world launched the Rewiring Fashion campaign. As sales plummet and retailers close their doors, it's a push to try and find a way to revive the industry by creating a more sustainable, quality-driven market of longer-lasting clothes. Eamon Tim says huge companies, including Swedish giant H&M, are making commitments to reduce their carbon footprint and work with more sustainable materials like wool.
Really aiming at having clothes that are used more often from better materials and clothes that, as they say, are made to be made again. So this whole idea of, circularity and using things that are more friendly, and wool certainly feeds really well into that whole scenario.
Vogue Australia Editor-in-Chief Edwina McCann is the co-chair of the Australian Fashion Council. She says the global movement towards sustainable fashion has picked up pace since the pandemic.
There is a real reckoning going on in the industry as we start to look at, how we might evolve out of this, how we might be more considered and careful with the way that we are, creating and designing.
And in the more immediate future, wool and local manufacturing are part of a focus of a fashion roundtable that she's part of, formed in response to the COVID-19 pandemic and chaired by the Federal Industry Minister, Karen Andrews.
Got the best wool in the world, which I'm sure Australians are well aware of, but being able to really see through that whole process and value add right through to the finished product, how that might be able to be done in the future on our shores.
It's Vogue Australia Editor-in-Chief Edwina McCann ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.